Hello, this is Pastor Greg Settle from Mount Victory Fellowship in Victory, New York, formerly known as Armored Light Baptist Church, your pastor for the day. You know, they say that time heals all wounds. But I've learned over the years, after officiating many funerals and experiencing losses in my own life, that that statement just isn't true. Time does not heal all wounds. And grieving doesn't always end in a timely fashion. Now, God is fully aware that in the process of living, we're going to experience deep hurts and pain. And we're not going to always find answers or relief within the time frame that we're allotted to live out our lives. But God does give us a promise that in everything we face, there is a purpose, a beautiful purpose. Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You know, he says after that, that there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to weep, and a time to mourn. He goes through a whole list of time factors. Then he ends it by saying that everything becomes beautiful in his time. Everything becomes beautiful. Thus, he is bringing about something needed, something that can actually enhance our lives, something that would never have been there otherwise. And you know, in my life as a pastor, I used to feel that I've experienced more defeats than victories, and that tormented me. And as I would get older, I would come to terms with the painful thought that I would never be able to overcome the defeats or losses. Therefore, the pain of my defeats, because of the restraints of time, would never allow me to find joy in any of my limited victories. Then one day, I came to realize, through the help of a friend, that my perceived losses were not defeats at all, but actually victories, as God was purging my life and ministry for something far more significant than I could ever have imagined. The wounds, as severe as they may have seemed to be at the time, now became fuel for my hope, realizing that Jesus would not and cannot leave us or forsake us, and that all things are meant to work together for our good. If it wasn't for your pain and my pain, your wounds and my wounds, we would never have opened ourselves up to the greater significance of our being alive in the times that we are living. By sheer necessity, we own a new normal, and that is never to be intended as normal. My life and ministry has changed direction and scope that I never have considered before. And I am so thankful for where I am today as a result of the heartache of yesterday. The same can also be true for you. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. This means in the areas of pain, hurts, and wounds, he says, give thanks, because this is my will, to bring about something very significant that has been waiting for you and designed just for you. And there's a purpose behind all that we face, for the greater purpose that God intends for you in Jesus Christ. This has been Pastor Greg Settle from Mount Victory Fellowship in Victory, New York, your pastor for the day.